Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Cray bringing this back, my favorite blues man. I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there to help you with your business. Don't forget to check it out. We've got lots of stuff that you can use for free. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. You got 5 seconds or 8 minutes or anywhere in between. We got something that you can do, that you can read, listen, ask questions. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, my blog is there. We update that on a regular basis. And we have our poll question. Please take the poll question. We like hearing from you. We'd like to know what you think, and it gives us a pretty good perspective on what's going on out there. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see exactly how the poll's going so far. Stephen Little is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of a number of books, including the newest Duck and Recover, right?
Right. That's right, Duck and Recover.
Stephen, Duck and Recover. Where's that available, Stephen?
At the bookstores everywhere, of course, and all your online, but it's in Barnes & Noble and the like everywhere.
So check that out. Stephen, we're talking about Mexico. Stephen's kind of our Mexican expert, and do you speak Spanish?
I do speak Spanish, and it's something that's taken me some time to get to do, and I enjoy doing it, but I use this Mexico thing, Jim, more as almost an analogy or it's one of the things I see that small business owners do. We put our feelings before the facts, and I'm just as guilty of it, and I deal with people every day that they use their gut and their intuition, and then they look for the facts to back up what they think. And so I've come today with a few facts about Mexico, but maybe it's about a broader idea, which is always get your facts straight before you make a decision.
You're entitled to your own opinions, but not your own facts.
That's exactly right. And so let me give you a couple of facts I think your audience and I know you'll find interesting. People say to me all the time, but isn't the murder rate higher? Isn't it dangerous? Is violent crime high? And I say, well, relative to what? If you want to give it to a small town in the United States, yes, the crime in Mexico has gotten high. But relative to major metropolitan areas in the United States, you are roughly three times more likely to be the victim of murder in most metropolitan areas of the United States than you are in Mexico.
Maybe not in Juarez, but maybe in Marita.
That's right. And so now let me tell you what, in my state, the state of the Yucatan, which is a big state down the southeastern corner.
Right.
If you've ever been to Cancun, you're about 3 hours from the state of the Yucatan.
Right.
In the state of the Yucatan, the murder rate is the same as Montana.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is to say there isn't one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's according to where you go. And so, of course, the country becomes
average. What
does
that say about America when we know that the murder rate increases the closer you get to the United States?
Well,
what does it say about America?
I'm serious.
Exactly. It's our drug issues that we have, because the closer you get to our borders, that's the problem. That's where the flashpoint is.
It's our insatiable appetite for drugs that's driving the crime, which is driving the murder rates up there, right?
And so exactly.
But the rate in Montana is 2 per 100,000 per year. The rate in the Yucatan is 2 murders per 100,000 population per year. Newark, 29. D.C., 24.
Right.
Baltimore, 34. Kansas
you've
City,
done your,
21.
You've done your homework, haven't you?
Well, I have to know these numbers because people say
people
to me
ask
all the time,
you,
I'd never go.
What do you say when they
there.
Say? What do you say when they say don't drink the water?
Jimmy Carter made that mistake. This president's first visit down to Mexico, he talked about Montezuma's revenge.
Right.
Here's what people don't know. People from Mexico that come visit you have the same problem.
Right.
It's called Turista for a reason.
It's what you're used to.
It's your flora and fauna in your water. It's just being out of your comfort zone, and it's also when you're eating spicy food and you're having staying up late drinking tequila, that causes problems.
Stephen, as a business owner, if I have an opportunity to sell something somewhere, a nation, a country's, the politics, the murder rate of Mexico or not, whatever it is, that shouldn't concern me. That's that country's issue. Here's a story I love to tell. One of our Brain Trust members is Doug Berry, who's with the Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce. He and his people help American small business owners export to other countries. And a few years back, he told this story, and I tell it all the time. There's a Tennessee company that makes salsa. That's right, salsa in Tennessee. Yeah. Guess what their biggest customer is?
Is Mexico?
Exactly. A Tennessee company, a bunch of hillbillies in Tennessee making salsa, exporting it to Mexico. Now, tell me that if you can do that, I mean, isn't that like ice water to Eskimos or something like that?
That's something. It's unbelievable. I'm working with China right now, but it does the same thing. They're selling turkey consumption per capita is much greater in Mexico than it is in the United States. They're bringing turkeys down there from here down there.
There's all kinds of things that are going on. And listen, this company, this salsa company, they're a small business. They're not big at all.
Yeah.
Turkey farmers are not necessarily big. I mean, they're all over the place.
That's right. And so, you know, what I try to do is I tell people I'm a political agnostic. Of course we need a border security. And I don't want terrorists having the ability to come across a border anywhere, anytime. And so, of course, we need that, and I'm in favor of it. But the 50 years that have been going on border policies and immigration policies, Jim, do you know this? That the number of illegal immigrants in this country dropped by 1 million people this year. So if you listen to the banging drums of the media, you would think that there was some gigantic flow coming into our country. The flow is the other direction.
Yeah.
People are leaving because of the economy here.
That's exactly right. But there are issues. I mean, there are realities in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, there's issues.
There are political realities.
No question, and
we can talk about that in the next segment. But Stephen Little is here, folks. He's our good friend and giving us an update on how things really are in Mexico. And maybe some opportunity there for you. You might want to check it out. And check out export.gov to find out more about the Department of Commerce's services that they offer. And there's a lot of stuff there, too, by the way. Doug Berry will be on in the next week or so to talk about that. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.